If you ever wondered what Kansas looked and sounded like about 200 years ago, there's a ranch along the Oklahoma border where the buffalo still roam. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner paid a visit.
Deep in the red hills of Kansas sits the 43,000-acre Z-Bar Ranch in Barber County. It's home to a variety of native prairie wildlife, including 2,000-pound giants who walk across the ridges and clearings, noses to the ground, biting blades of grass, bellowing primordial sounds deep and guttural. These are buffalo, and the ranch has 1,900 males and females. This year, it's added 200 baby calves so far, with another 500 expected.
This is when they start having their babies. So they actually start about the beginning of April when the grass greens up. So it's always fun to come out and see how many new babies you have.
That's Eva Yearout. She and her husband Keith manage the Z-Bar southwest of Medicine Lodge. We were riding along in Eva's cube truck, which has miniature range feed pellets or cake in it. Her wild bison are trained to come running when they hear the trucks banging and puttering along the prairie trails. Wait, is a bison or buffalo?
Well, they're technically bison. We call them buffalo because to me it's kind of like cattle producers raise cattle and eat beef. We raise buffalo and eat bison.
We were curious about how the prairie sounds when the mamas speak to their babies. Do they have their own special language when the newborns are running around?
They definitely have a language. I mean, bison grunt, whereas cattle will typically bawl. They'll grunt for their calves, and they grunt back and forth.
As the buffalo gather around the truck, these are the sounds you hear. The pickup dropping the cake cubes. Mamas talking to babies. We were just feet from this prairie symphony.
Well, it's just kind of like you and I talking. I mean, it's just how they communicate. I mean, they make noises and sounds. They just let you know there's life on the prairie.
Few of us have ever experienced them up close.
They're a wild animal. There is no such thing as a pet buffalo. They have horns. They know how to use them. You have to treat them with respect.
And they deserve our respect. The buffalo is featured on our state quarter and seal. We even sing about them in our state song. No other animal has such an iconic legacy in Kansas. For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Lou Ann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about the Z-Bar Ranch at KMUW.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.